cannons shot out a cloud of confetti to cap a rousing victory speech from John Kasich, sending his supporters home with a renewed spirit and the sense that the tables might be turning in the race for the Republican presidential nomination. Veronica Porter hopes that the win in Kasich's home state can deliver a strong statement to voters in upcoming primaries.
I really hope that this leads to his momentum, knowing that the people in the state of Ohio pick him as our candidate because we know what he's done for us.
Someone who says he can attest to what Kasich has done in Ohio is Jack McCoy. McCoy, who owns a small lumber business in southern Ohio, says Kasich's brand of leadership would work well in the White House.
In the state of Ohio, we have a tremendous amount of diversity, and that's a reflection, again, throughout the state. And so we have a lot of agricultural industry, all types of high-tech. There's a lot of diversity in Ohio. And so he's been able to bring those folks together, so it should ring well that he could do the same throughout the country.
From balancing the federal budget to job creation, Kasich's record has been the foundation of his campaign ever since he jumped into the race. The presidential hopeful has tried to separate himself from the pack as someone who has experience of getting things done from both the legislative and executive side. Supporters say polls in previous primaries have shown that once people get to hear his message, his numbers start to go up. The win in Ohio suggests that this is a state that's already familiar with what Kasich can do. That includes Robert Vertrone.
I think as people really listen to his message, what he says will resonate with more and more people across the United States. And that's really what we're hoping for. Yes, he finished strong here, but it's important that he does well in other states as well. And we ask that everybody come out, really pay attention to what the governor here in Ohio has to say.
Vertrone adds that he's a registered Democrat who voted for Barack Obama in 2008 and in 2012. But he sees John Kasich as the person who can bring the country together and end the partisan stalemate in D.C. That's a similar story for Ray Miles, who's actually a resident of Baltimore, Maryland. Wearing a Democrats for Kasich t-shirt, Miles says he comes to Ohio every 4 years to campaign for the candidate he believes in the most. Miles was actually in Ohio stumping for Obama the last two presidential elections. This time, it's for Kasich.
And I'm impressed with the fact that he put politics aside to support extra Medicaid for his state. Most of the Republican governors wouldn't do that. But he said, as a Christian, he could do no less. So I figured if he put politics aside for poor people needing health care, I could put my politics aside and be up here for him tonight.
Miles added that the possibility of Kasich beating Trump in Ohio was a bonus factor. The GOP frontrunner was sort of the unmentioned elephant in the room again. Kasich tends to avoid saying his rival's name during campaign rallies, and the only time the word Trump was heard during his victory speech was from a lone protester in the audience who was quickly ushered out of the building. Lisa Sticken, a city council member for the Cleveland suburb of Highland Heights, says there's one big factor separating Kasich from Trump.
Well, experience. I mean, even though there's this whole need for a D.C. outsider, you know, John Kasich's here in Ohio as our governor. He's not in D.C. Now, he does have D.C. experience, obviously, and that will, as a congressman, and that will serve him when he goes to D.C. to balance the budget again.
After adding Ohio's 66 delegates to his pot and Marco Rubio dropping out of the race, Kasich is considered the only so-called establishment candidate left standing, which could make this a whole new race. Andy Chow, at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.